Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess. The Giants take on the Titans on Sunday. Bob Pop with Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. We've got Fuch and we've got Andrew Brill of ESPN New York Radio. And Patty, you ready to go down to Nashville, Music City, Grand Ole Opry?
Let's go. I'm obsessed. See, like the last several weeks.
Sign man.
Yeah, Barnum over here has had something hanging from his neck.
That's the problem. There's nothing more to hang.
No.
This ball here is precious.
I have a candidate.
And just when I thought I was done with the lesson, we're back, Bobby, because, you know, you guys are dropping this at an alarming rate, and really, -7 is the reason why where you are. I mean, it shouldn't be tolerated. It shouldn't. And look, Larry Donnell's a nice story. Don't get me wrong. But he's got to sit. You got to sit. You can't try and fly through the air 15 yards when you know you're not going to get the first down. Get down, protect the ball. When the ball's laying in the end zone, go get it, Mr. Hanlon. Don't try and pick it up.
Better decisions. That's all it is. Better decisions. You know what? When you have a 15 yards to go to get the first down, don't throw it in the flat where you know you're not going to get the first down. You're putting that ball in harm's way. Throw it away, punt it. Live to play.
I don't mind the flat. Just protect it and get down.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one because that's as safe a play as you can get. And we've seen teams over the years run draws against the Giants on third and 15.
Throw it out in the flat.
Throw it in the flat and the guy takes off. The DB falls down or something. He's just got to protect the ball.
Without a doubt.
Eli's got to pull it down, too, and hang on to that ball. And if the ball's in the end zone, take the safety.
No doubt.
It's about being smart with the ball.
But on the one that...
Go ahead.
Wait a second. If you look at the replay of that play.
Which play?
Which one?
Where Eli fumbled and they got the touchdown.
Yeah. Right.
That was a max protect call.
How'd that work out?
Was a lot of max.
I mean, Peyton did the same thing later that night. I saw like three or four different quarterbacks. You can't allow the rush to get in at that rate on a max protect. They had seven guys. Five offensive linemen, a tight end, and a back to block four guys.
They've had a problem with that all season.
I can't blame Eli for that.
I'm not blaming Eli. I'm saying fall on. If the ball's in these, fall on it. Don't give up seven. Give up two, and away you go.
Listen, you're absolutely right.
I got it. Protect the ball.
He's got. He's still.
I know.
He can't let that ball go.
Okay.
Go down.
Well, maybe
go down.
He shouldn't get hit the way he's getting
hit
like that.
But the ball is precious. And you know the only way Jacksonville is going to beat you is if, by some miracle, you allow their defense to score two touchdowns. Oh, by the way, since 1964, they haven't done that. So there was a miracle.
I was a month old when that happened.
So my point is, this is a team that gets up 11 every week. And I've never seen a team in more control of a game and then find a way to lose.
2 weeks in a row.
It's unbelievable to me.
There's only one way you lose that game. You hand it to the other team, and that's what we did.
Beat themselves. They got to stop beating themselves.
And there's another thing going on. In my mind, when you're not strong at the point of attack, you can't put teams away. I mean, that's simple. If you can't impose your will, and you're up 11, and when I say impose my will, I mean I'm running the football now. I'm running the football. And I'm not allowing that team to pass the football. I'm going and get them. And those two things.
I think that might be the best thing he said all year.
Wow. Stop right now. Let's end it right now.
Because the bar was low.
It does speak to his point in the fact that there are times in these games where they get their mojo going. We've seen it where they've moved the ball, where they've had good defensive series, but then the fatal flaws come in. And probably the story of the 2014 Giants is just they don't win at the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball consistently
enough.
There's no push. You also have to control the clock, which they've been doing. If you statistically, you look at the last 2 weeks, you would think they've won these games. But they need to control the ball, keep it out of the other team's hands, and protect the football. Maybe they need those Beckham gloves or the tape that you got on that.
And I'm not sure now, as you go down to Tennessee with all these new faces, you know, this is just about one thing in my mind.
Uh-oh, it's double
another prop.
This is about one thing in my mind.
Where'd you steal that from?
This is about now.
Which wall did you take
this
that
is about,
off?
Don't worry about where I got it from. Just bring
hold
it to,
hold,
just bring it to
oh, you.
You can't, just bring it to Music City
hand.
With you, because that's what it's about now. Really. It's about pride.
Here.
Enough's
here.
Enough. Here. Where are you going?
Let me help you.
Look at this.
Like that. There you go.
Well, listen.
You only have one hand.
Because I'm only going with pride. It's all about pride.
Okay.
Forget about the Giants. Pride.
Whoa, whoa.
And you know what?
Don't forget about the Giants.
Let's see what happens. Play with passion. Play with pride, Bobby.
I need to bring it. Bring it four quarters. Bring it for an entire game.
I'm glad we got that wireless mic now so I can
move
around a little bit.
That actually scares
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Nick.
And there's a lot of young players. Now they're going to get a chance to show whether they can play or not. They're going to get. They're going to be given a chance here.
Now, that's we saw exactly some young players step up a little bit this
Kerry
past
Wynn.
Week.
Kerry Wynn, Devon Kennard, which we spoke about earlier.
Right.
He, you know, he's been playing very well.
That was the other show.
These young guys, they're going to have to step up. As Tom Coughlin said, it's now about opportunity. Let's see what you have going into next season.
Yeah, and you hope that these guys understand, veteran or young, that they're playing for jobs. Because even if, let's say, the organization moves on from a player, there's 31 other teams that look at the tape, and if you want to get a chance to get signed somewhere else or be kept here or whatever the case is, it's not individual, just what's going on here.
They got that. I want them to understand there's 60 minutes to the football game.
Yeah.
Not 30, not 45, 60.
He hasn't gone with the clock yet. All right, your prediction for this week?
Then it's going to take him a week to get that ball off his hand.
As long as they hold on to this, I'm going back. I'm going back to pride. I think the Giants find a way to break a streak. 24-17.
Andrew?
I think the Giants will pull out a win. I think he's right. I think that they will play with passion, and they will play an entire game.
All right. Pat, we'll do it again next week.
Let's go.
Hey, you know what?
You going to Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night?
I'm not going to go to the Grand Ole Opry, but I will say this. Fooch, here, throw me the ball. We're out of time. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess. We'll see you next week, everybody.